Pod98WBG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is time for it, Madhouse Nation. It's time for your 7:40 question of the morning inside of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. You know you can leave your response on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Today we are talking about Kamala Harris. She has announced that she will be running for president in 2020.
Let's talk about who.
All right, woman candidates for female candidates for 2020. A lot of people are saying they hope that Michelle Obama run. A lot of people have been saying that they hope Oprah Winfrey run. Well, guess what? Senator Kamala Harris, she has officially announced that she will be running for president in 2020. And wanted to know, Madhouse Nation, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, if you're not familiar with her, she is the senator for California. She's been there ever since 2017. She previously served as the 32nd Attorney General of California from 2011 until 2017, and as the District Attorney of San Francisco from 2004 until 2010. So a lot of people are excited about her running.
Yeah.
But then there are also some people that aren't really, really excited about her running. And they question her past political decisions, specifically talking about criminal justice reform and mass incarceration. They question some of the decisions that she made as an attorney and some of the things that she has supported in her politics.
And, of course, you know, one of those people questioning her is, of course, is Bill O'Reilly. You know, I was, you know, talking to a few guys here and there. You know, it's kind of 50-50 when they're talking about voting for a female president. I'm all for it. You know what I mean? I think we've seen an African-American president, and I think it's time that we have a woman president. So I'm all for it. I would vote for it. If I like a platform, I'd definitely vote for it.
Right. I was going to say, if I like what she's speaking on, what she's about, then I'll vote for her. I have no problem with her running. I don't know much about her.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. And, you know, when you get into the presidential race and you start getting into those debates, that's when people dig up stuff on you. And I don't want it to be one of those.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
One of those cases where somebody dig up something on her and it come back to bite her and hurt her, and I don't know. I have to know more about her before, you know what I mean?
Because, you know, now that she's announced that she's going to run, they're going to be digging. Like, they probably going to go back when she was three.
Right.
You dropped your pacifier on the floor and ate it off the floor. You know, they find all kind of stuff out.
Right.
So,
well,
you know,
the one thing that people, they aren't digging to get dirt on her that I have seen right now. What they are saying is your political stance on things is something that I don't agree with. And that's some people. Some people are very, very excited about her coming out here and doing this. Some people question why she announced it on MLK Day.
Is she black?
Yeah.
She is Indian and black.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her mother is Indian. Her father is black. And she's married to a white man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are talking about that whole dynamic. I saw a couple of people yesterday questioning her blackness. You know, like, that was crazy. But a lot of people that I have seen that are saying something about it are just questioning her political stance on things because of her previous decisions.
Yeah, I don't even know much about her political stance.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're saying her record as a prosecutor isn't progressive. That's one of the quotes that I seen this morning. But Madhouse,
she ain't good as a lawyer.
No, it's not that she's not good. It's the decisions that she makes. It's the decisions that she makes.
If your record ain't good,
that's what they say. Her record, you know. But people pull up all kind of stuff, Burby. You can't just
see above or below 500.
It's not a record, Burby.
They keep wins and losses.
That's not what they're talking about. They got him 50-50.
Is she 3-20? 12 or 12-3? That's what I want to know.
But listen,
oh my goodness.
Madhouse Nation, Kamala Harris has announced.
We're talking about voting for president, bro.
Is she winning the conference or not?
She is an AKA, by the way. You know what I mean? She is an AKA, by the way. So,
and attended Howard University.
I ain't questioning her blackness. I ain't even going to the race card.
She definitely black. She got money and married a white man. What black rich person don't do that?
Shut up, baby.
You don't make Jessica cuss shut over there. 704-227-8780. How do y'all feel about Kamala Harris announcing that she's running for president in 2020?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.